Political upheaval, kidnapping, lack of food, and high unemployment has plagued Haiti for years. However, things appear to be changing, says Kalik Aristide, technical director for Radio Lemire, an outreach of World Gospel Mission. He says police now have the upper hand in gang violence, and the government's more stable. With renewed stability, they need work teams to help their ministry because Aristide says Haitians are ready for the gospel.
In the midst of misery, the Lord has this way of getting our attention. I think he's getting the attention of the Haitian people right now, and people are turning to God because they are so desperate.
Elsewhere, negotiations continue for the release of 23 Korean Christians held hostage by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Afghanis in the Ghazni province held demonstrations demanding the release of the hostages, knowing they're Christians, a surprising act since Afghans rarely dare oppose the Taliban. They fear their families will be targeted. Reports indicate the kidnappers are now demanding ransom for the release. Continue to pray for God's hand to be over the hostages. And the government and the displaced children of Uganda are offering signs of hope. Every Child Ministries has a short-term mission team currently working with children in one camp. Lorella Rouster in Uganda shares about a girl whose worship brought her to tears.
She was just pouring out her heart to the Lord. I felt like she had the whole burden of the whole camp and the whole war on her shoulders and was bringing it to the Lord.
Troops were recently withdrawn from the IDP camp. Rouster believes it's evidence of hope. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ramadan, Islam's holy month, is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims around the world. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.